Welcome to Moonbeaming, a podcast about lunar living, magic, creativity, tarot, and more. I'm your host, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener, and I'm so honored and excited to be here with you today. Hi, welcome back. It's a Moon Day minisode, and this is the 5/16/2022 edition. That's right. We are halfway through May. How did this happen? I'll stop saying that, I promise. Before I begin this episode, I wanted to briefly share about a really fantastic workshop the studio is presenting with the brilliant Sanyu Estelle, she of many talents, who has also graced this here podcast and also the Many Moons Planner with her gifts. If you haven't listened to the episode all about the Lover's Shadow, I believe we released it in January. If you haven't listened to it, it's the best. Also, if you have listened to it, maybe you want to go back and listen to it again. Sanyu will be presenting a workshop on the tarot. It is loosely based off her Many Moons offering. The workshop is called The Conscious Compass. It is on Saturday, May 28th. And in this workshop, Sanyu Estelle will be using storytelling, quantum energetics, Taoism, Ifa, language, and tarot to help you be okay with the fact that you are alive. Who doesn't need that, friends? Who doesn't need that? In the workshop, we are going to learn all about how you can directly use your life experience as a form of divination, 2-6 tools of quantum energetics, an original system of learning constructed by Sanyu Estelle, the big existential picture, aka the puzzle story, the etymological roots of some essential words you are probably misusing, how to use the conscious compass spread without aversion to its messages. Okay, so after hearing just a sliver about this workshop, how could you not want to come? Using your life experience as a form of divination? Sign me up. I'll be there for sure, of course. So come hang out with us. Sign up is in the show notes, and I'll see you there. Okay, so now on to our mini-sode proper. Let us situate. We have just experienced a lunar eclipse. We are switching seasons from Taurus into Gemini, and this week feels like a transitional week and a week where we will be swimming in the reverberations of whatever has been unearthed, excavated, and transformed over the last month or more. Because doesn't it feel like the last 4 weeks or so have been a lot? Haven't they? Yes, they certainly have. So I encourage you to name the wisdom you have gained. Be clear about what the messages were that came up, and be clear on what the lessons were so you do not repeat them. We are not repeating lessons we've already learned, okay? Okay? Okay. A practice that I do that you might want to try is one I do when I want to get out of the muck. I should probably do an episode on it. I just do the zoom out technique. Zoom out on your life and write from that perspective of your future self, who is where you want to be, the future self who processed that hurt, who put in the effort towards their dreams, who made a particular decision that helped set them loose. Ask them what they did. Ask them for advice and write down what the lessons are that you've learned, and what the wisdom you have now is, and how you will implement that wisdom. Pretend you're Oprah and you're doing a things I know for sure column, but you know, it's your life. It's your life. What do you know for sure about who you are, about your worth, your value? What has kept popping up in your life for months, if not years, that you are ready to clear and step away from? And what has kept popping up in your life as an interest or attraction for months or years? No shade, no tea, no shade, no pink lemonade. We all have our stuff, myself included. What's been popping up that you're now ready to take action around, where it's really now or never to start? That's what's up for this week, my friends. No big deal. So use this time wisely. Other things to look out for this week: watch out for transference. Watch out for misplaced emotions leading you astray, distracting you. Watch out for, you know, maybe your anger at a boss leaking out on a housemate. This might be, could be something that will be an occurrence this week. And so what that means is you, gentle listener, might have folks transferring their things onto you. We don't have to put up with poor treatment. We can be compassionate, right? We can forgive, but we don't have to engage with other people's projections. We don't have to believe in others' narratives about us, even if they are wildly compelling. And above all, we do not have to take any of it personally. I didn't promise you that this week was going to be easy. The second theme that came through, which I feel like is like the theme of our lifetimes, no, just this sort of period, it's about letting go. It's about clearing out our energy. It's about release. It's about compost. This is what this week is prime for. We know that because it's a waning moon, of course. And we know that we've got a lot to process, to compost, to clear. Forgive yourself. Let bygones be bygones. What I like to do before planning a new cycle, a new timeline, a new vision for myself, is I like to pretend that I'm going on a trip, like I'm going on a vacation or I'm going on a work trip, because I am. I'm hopping onto a new timeline. I'm beginning a different version of my life. And before I go on a trip, I don't know about you, but before I go on a trip, what do? I take care of stuff. I clean my house. I go to the Goodwill with some bags. I pay some bills. I return some calls, some emails, and I meet some due dates. So as you begin whatever cycles you're beginning, wrap up and take care of what needs to be done so that you can feel a bit more fresh. Write a list and start slowly checking those items off. And one of the items that must be on that list is to do some energy clearing and healing, some energetic release. You can take a salt bath. You can take a bath with baking soda. That's always really good. And after you release, you'll want to call in new energy. At the start of my day, I will often do a little letting go, and then I'll hang out with colors, the colors I want to bring into my energetic field. And that always feels really good. I will sometimes recite a Jewish protection prayer. Perhaps you want to look into the practices and prayers around protection, around energetic clearing that align with your culture. Maybe you want to work closely with an herb or two. Take a bath with rue or rosemary. Chill with some garlic, you know. The possibilities are endless. Another thing I want to say that I do feel called to share this week in particular, but always, honestly, again, is that sometimes release work and energy work isn't something we need to analyze, or something that where we have to be able to identify the thing clearly before we let it go. You know, we don't have to always name the source of something before letting it go, before releasing it. Don't get me wrong. It's great to take a conscious approach, an intentional approach, and devote your time and your release to, let's just say, letting go of people-pleasing tendencies. And maybe you do a ritual around that. That's beautiful. But often, when I do my energetic clearing routine, I don't have to know where the energy I am releasing is coming from. All I have to know is that it's not mine and I don't want it. That's it. All I have to know is what my energy feels like, what my clearest energy feels like, and where the energy feels different, where it feels like there's snags, and that's where I release it. We don't have to overanalyze the interaction with the person in order to figure out what was off or why we felt off. To know we don't want it, we can just say, that's not my cup of tea. That's enough. It can sometimes be a trauma response to overanalyze, to find an explanation for our emotions. For our emotions and preferences. Of course it's useful. Indeed. Like, it's called therapy. Have you ever been to it? Super useful. And sometimes it's enough to be able to tune into your yes and to locate your no. So practice that this week. We can read all the books, listen to all the podcasts, think about all the things. But until we practice, until we take action, we cannot experience the fruits of those practices. Spend time this week in some kind of energetic fortifying practices. If you have spiritual practices, self-care practices, do it this week. This is the time. And by the way, an autoresponder can be a self-care practice. Not texting someone back. I'm going to call that self-care this week. But really, do things that fortify your energy, fortify your vitality. That is also just getting extra sleep. Whatever feels right, make that time, because it all adds up. And if you find yourself with time, if you find yourself fortified, make time for someone else. Make time for a cause, or for phone banking, or to begin or join a fundraiser. If you have the capacity, please do something for someone else. There's really no end of causes that need your support. So find one and support it. Okay, That's what I've got for this week. I'm sending you so much love. You are also definitely going to want to tune into Thursday's edition. There's a good one lined up. Until soon. Moonbeaming is brought to you by The Moon Studio. It is created and hosted by me, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener. It is edited by Rose Blakelock with a lot of additional help from Hazel Frew. It is supported by our beautiful patrons, which you can join over at patreon.com/themoonstudio. If you would like to further support the podcast, you can sign up for a sponsorship. You can rate and review it or share it with your friends or on your social media. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much.